Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
Highs of 17 to 21 degrees. Right now in Strabbley, it's 19 degrees. Today FM News, a little more 3.
Where are you? Are you in Strabbley?
No, I'm not in Strabbley.
Why'd you say it's 19 degrees in Strabbley?
Because AccuWeather says it's 19 degrees in Strabbley.
I've got a problem with AccuWeather, this AccuWeather business. Have you noticed this with AccuWeather?
Okay.
I love AccuWeather and I love the real feel. Do you know what? You should totally do real feel on the weather.
It's 22 degrees real feel in Strabbley right now.
Really? So it's 19 in Strabbley, but it's
Strabbley.
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 Mary Belly. Strabbley. It's 19 in Strabbley, but it feels like 22. Is Phil leaving?
No, Phil's not leaving. He's laughing at your pronunciation of Strabbley.
It really winds Ben up.
I know. Every time he says Strabbley.
Strabbley.
For the month of August, Ben will use any excuse to say the word Strabbley.
Well, look, when you've read death notices to a place like Strabbley, if you said Strabbley, your death notice is going to be next.
If I say Strabbley,
yep,
rather than Strabbley.
You will get a lot of hate.
Strabbley. But that's only in Strabbley that would be an issue, right? For the rest of us, it's all Strabbley, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
My issue with AccuWeather is it does this thing when you go to the hourly thing on AccuWeather. It does a kind of a loading. Have you noticed this?
It shows you an ad, doesn't it?
If you ever go on their website, it does a kind of a loading bar. It goes like swipe, swipe, loading. And it's like it can't be loading. Because I've got internet, I've got full speed internet. It's just, you're just making me wait for those few seconds while it loads up the weather, the rail fill.
I just use the app, to be honest. I don't go on AccuWeather.com.
I'm on the app now.
Do you know what's a good one too? Windy.com. That's a good one.
JP uses YR.NO.
Of course he does.
Because he's a golfer and it's Scandinavian. Anyway, so you're in Dublin. Are you going to Strabbley?
No.
You going to Strabbley?
I might go to Strabbley.
You going to Harry Belly?
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Thanks to Ben and to Philip there on sports. Doing a great job. So JP's off today. Devastating news. And in babysitting me and keeping an eye on proceedings, just keeping it between the ditches. Russell is here, minding. I'm clapping for you. You know, you're clapping for yourself.
I need it.
How are you? You nervous?
Very.
Where is JP?
I haven't a clue.
I can tell you. He's getting an up the bum today. He's getting a colonoscopy. I don't know if he wanted me to tell you about it. He's not here to stop me. He's getting a colonoscopy. This is all following on from his big medical discussion we had on the air a few weeks ago. And the doctor says he's not taking any chances. So, that's the official sonic sound of getting a colonoscopy. It's like when the doctor told him he'd have to get a colonoscopy, he said, JP, I'm booking you for Friday week. You're getting a... That's where he is today. I've got the saxophone for you. This is on my Instagram. Someone sent me this on direct message at Ray Foley Insta. Have a listen. It says, wait for the sax. You ready, Russell?
Ready.
Wait for the sax. Have a listen. So there's some live music here. I'm guessing it could be church music. Seems like a kind of a service. Keyboards and the rest of the band. Just wait for the saxophone. Worth waiting for. To tell him. Isn't that gorgeous? All right, that's it.
Today FM Summer.
Celebrating live music here on Today FM every afternoon between 2 and 4:30. Okay, here we go. Cash machine, 50,000. This is a day one. Zagala, stay the night. This is Today FM. Where are you going? Go in and sit down over there. Oh my God. I've got indigestion. Oh. I think I've got, John suggests I've got worms. I don't know.
Anything's possible.
I try anything once. Today FM, play the music you love. The gang's all here.
Hey.
It's weird, actually. The gang's not all here. It's just I'm the only member of the... Well, Orla is here.
Honorary member,
you're
think.
Kind of a part-time member
yeah.
of the gang.
Yeah.
And then, have you met Russell before?
Russell, is it?
Russell,
yeah.
This is
yeah.
Orla.
Yes.
Russell works on Pamela's... It's all inverted commas, this. Russell works on Pamela's show.
Where I used to
work. And Pamela has a show.
On the radio.
Pamela is on air. Pamela still works here. But it's mostly Louise. Anyway, the gang's all here.
Yeah,
all right. So what's going on with Pamela these days? I know teachers that get less holidays than Pamela Joyce. It's ridiculous. I should become a teacher. Is that what it is?
Become a golfer.
Is that what it is? Oh,
yeah,
this is the pro-am thing.
Yeah.
How many days does that take?
Wednesday.
How come? What? Just Wednesday?
It's just Wednesday.
Well, today's Friday.
Yeah.
So, what's the story? Did she win?
Can we
reveal?
No,
do we know?
I think she did grand.
Terrified to say anything about Pamela because she's going to come back and she's going to be like the Wicked Witch of the West. What did you say about me? I'm shrinking. Melting. I know, Pamela's lovely. Only one thing nicer, only one thing lovelier than Pamela Joyce.
Me.
Louise Cantillon. I jest. I have to throw that in at the end. Anyway, Ireland, good afternoon. How are you? Electric picnic this weekend. Have you been to the picnic before, Russell?
I was there last year to do a cookery demonstration on one of the worst days of it.
It was horrific last year, yeah. This day last year, we were driving to electric
the
picnic.
Air horns!
We had the air horns in the back of the car. We were doing our show from the car on the road to electric picnic.
Yeah.
It was a Jeep. Was it one of the Today FM Jeeps? Like, was it?
I think so. I wasn't in it. I was back here.
I love, a friend of mine does this thing where he says, let's shout abuse at people. Okay? And that's literal. That involves rolling down the window and shouting the word abuse as loudly as you can. If you want to enjoy, if you're on the road to EP this weekend, just roll down the windows and shout 3, 2, 1.
Abuse!
It's great fun to see the looks on people's faces because you're not being specific then.
Yeah.
You're not.
It's not personal.
No, absolutely not. It's just the word. It's very manageable. Orla, are you going to EP this year?
Absolutely not.
Why not? You're too mature and too old to together?
I'm having the complete opposite weekend. I'm going to a baby shower.
Wow.
For the people who I used to go to Electric Picnic with.
Okay, that's it, you see. Well, I was reading Tom Dunn today and he was saying that Electric Picnic changed the face of festivals in Ireland, the way festivals could be done. And I suppose it was a more mature one. Electric Picnic came along. We were all blown away by the early days of Electric Picnic. Because it was like, look at this. People are taking their babies. Oh my God, they've got the little headphones on. And the little booties. People taking their babies. That was the early days of Electric Picnic. These days, it's like, do you want to take your baby to Electric Picnic? Do I? No, thank you. We're getting a child. Granny and granddad are going to be keeping an eye on the baby. And then we're going to be at the picnic. All right, we'll do the roll call after Destiny's Child. 087-4100-102. Yeah, he was doing it to himself. Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. Let's do a roll call, actually. Ray Foley on show. Russell Alford.
Correct. On show.
Russell Alford on show. Orla Orman.
On show.
On show, indeed. JP's off. He's getting a colonoscopy today. Quite a number of people texting with regard to the gunge you need to drink, like a milkshake type thing, to clear you out?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. That's why he's taking the time off, because apparently you can't be more than 10 feet away from a toilet for the next, say, 24 or 48 hours or so.
Perfect proximity for the show then. Hey!
How you doing?
Out of my mouth.
Yeah, great stuff. Get out.
I'm sorry.
Get both of you. Get out. Okay. Not having this. Sacrosanct. The show is sacred. Who else is over there? Thomas is over there. 0874-100-102.
Make hay while the sun shines, Ray.
Is the sun shining? It is, actually, yeah. Looking pretty good out there. Real feel 22 degrees, as we heard in the weather earlier on.
Thomas here in Galway. Say hello to all the lads, the tractors around the country. We might as well play DJ Sammy, Boys of Summer. Love the show.
Good shout, actually. I'll try and throw it in the mix later on. A mix of Friday after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Let's see, what else have I got? Jill's on the road.
Hi, Ray. Roger and Jill on show.
Oh, sorry, Roger and Jill.
Hi, Ray. Roger and Jill on show. En route to see the Killers in Belfast tonight.
Oh, my God. Killers tonight. Electric Picnic. So what? One Direction, the Killers in Belfast. The other direction. No, sorry, not one. One.
You got my hopes up there.
Driving in one direction. Did you see this story, though? Where did I see this? This was, there's talk of a One Direction reunion at Niall Horan's gig at Electric Picnic
Don't
this weekend.
Don't do that to me.
You just said, Orla just said on air, she's not going to Electric Picnic.
I know, and I was offered if I wanted to go tonight to see Niall Horan.
There you go.
Do not do this. Where? Tell me more about this.
Apparently it all aligns that Harry has said, they've been tracking the airplanes. You know the way you can track private jets. And Harry's jet has landed in Dublin?
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And give me another one, Russell.
Liam.
And Liam's available. That's not news.
Obviously.
Louis also, again, like, he follows Niall everywhere he goes. He's got time on his hands.
No, he's on tour not here.
Okay, I'll grant you that. And then Zane. Zane's going to be the hard one to nail down. Mm. We don't see it happening, but there was a story this morning saying that there could be a reunion on the cards tonight, and then the Killers tonight as well. Unbelievable. And Liz is over there. Liz,
hello. Ray, it's Liz Courtney here from Foxford in County Mayo.
Oh, hello Liz, very strong Mayo Foxford accent. How do you do, madam? 0874 100 102.
I'm just getting ready for the market that's at Swinford Cultural Centre tomorrow, where there'll be lots of local crafters and producers, so right. You're all very, very welcome. I specialise in jewellery making, and in particular, jewellery from salmon. So we catch the salmon on the River Moy.
You catch the salmon.
And then we smoke it and eat it.
Right. Eat the salmon. So what's left for the jewellery then, Liz?
Give some to the dog, and then I make jewellery from the skin, so...
What?! Making jewellery from cooked salmon skin, or is it the old salmon skin?
Something completely unique and very, very local to Foxford. So thanks, Ray. Bye.
I love the show, Liz. No, you're just going to be hanging there. Call Liz back there with
Ray Foley.
I wonder how she makes jewellery out of salmon.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
A jewellery cutlet. Stay here. We've got Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, and... a classic on the way.
Hey, it's Louise Campbell.
Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Merkel. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley in and on. You heading to Electric Picnic? What's going on? 0874-100-102. Who was texting me, actually? Emily's been on. She's on holidays. Sorry, Ray. Emily here, currently basking in the Portuguese sunshine on a rooftop terrace in Vila Moura. Emily, don't you be texting in from a Vila Moura in Portugal.
No!
Making us jealous of you over there. Actually, it's okay here. It's not incredible, but it's all right. She's in Vila Moura. It's also my birthday month, 41 on Wednesday. Well, happy birthday, babes. And love the show. Hey, very nice. And on show, Ray, Emer and Kira en route to Belfast to see the Killers as well. And sample the Northern Delights. Hashtag bag of cans. Is it hashtag bag of cans weather? I think it still is. And now that the kids are back in school as well, actually, weather-wise, we're going to have a lovely couple of weeks. That old Indian summer, you got to enjoy it. Who was it? Liz. Was it Liz? Liz was talking to earlier on. It's ringing. Oh, Russell, come on, man. It's ringing.
We didn't rehearse.
Hello.
It's, hello, Liz.
Yes.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM Radio. How are you?
I'm brilliant. Thank you very much.
Oh, Liz, I like your accent, Liz. Where are you from, Liz?
I'm from the Isle of Man, darling.
Oh, the Isle of Man, darling. Yes. And whereabouts in the Isle of Man are you from, darling?
From Ramsey, yes, sir.
From what?
From Ramsey.
Ramsey?
Yeah, up the north.
I've never been to the Isle of Man. Is it worth a trip?
It's absolutely beautiful. It's very like Ireland, but just a small version.
A miniature version, yeah.
It is.
I've seen lots of photographs. I had relatives that used to work there years ago, but I never made the journey myself. So you went to my neck of the woods instead. You're in Foxford.
I am, yeah. I love it here. Really, really great.
I listened to your voice note. I was like, I had nothing but questions. You catch the salmon, eat the salmon, but then you make jewellery from the skin of salmon.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we smoke the salmon and then we eat it. And then when that's all done, I scrape any leftover flesh off the skin and then I cure it and then I make jewellery from it.
So I suppose the resilience then of it, because if it's just the skin that's left, does it crumb? Like, obviously you're not going to sell somebody jewellery that's going to fall apart. So how do you make sure that it remains intact?
No, it all dries out. Years ago, the Russians used to make ballet shoes out of salmon leather. It's really, really very, very durable. Very, very, dries very, very hard. But then if you make ballet shoes out of it, then it's quite supple as well. So it depends how you cure it.
So it's all in that. So it's because I was thinking like, oh, she must make beads and maybe use a bit of the skin and put encase it in glass or something like that. But no, it's the actual skin of the salmon.
It is the actual skin of the salmon, but I do encase it in glass as well.
Okay, that's another option, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Very good. So, yeah. So your piece is then it's this weekend, and you can get your own bit of salmon. We call in for the dinner first. a few new potatoes, a white sauce. And then we'll get the jewellery off you as well. Is that all right?
Why not? Come and see me at Swinford Cultural Centre tomorrow.
Oh, Swinford Cultural Centre. Sorry, I was saying Foxford. Right, so Swinford Cultural Centre tomorrow. Listen, thanks for taking the call, darling.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. And my partner just came in the minute I was on the radio and I was recording, and he's clattering the pans because he's just been out for the prawns. And I thought, oh, so I'm recording that. I went, yeah, shush a minute.
Come here, are you making jewellery out of the prawns as well?
No, I'll be showing those neat nose later too.
Go on, have a lovely weekend. Good luck tomorrow.
Oh, thanks a million. Take care. No bother,
bye. That's the salmon jewellery lady. Lovely Liz. All right, you're up the final countdown. This is the final countdown to Electric Picnic 2023. You're on. Shout out to the Arrested Development fans listening this afternoon. Yeah. Love and Job. 0874 100 102 for your texts or WhatsApps this afternoon. If you're on your way to EP, love to hear from you as well. Jim, we should conduct an oral on-air experiment with voice notes and voices. This afternoon and again on Monday afternoon. So if you're on your way to Electric Picnic, you're not even arrived, or maybe just arrived, you want to record a voice note in for us, we'll give you a shout out, we'll have a listen to you, see what you sound like. But then we're going to need you to commit to sending another one again on Monday, so you sound like you're in rag order. I want to see how well you've managed to hold up over the last number of hours. All right, 0874 100 102. I think Kathleen's there on the way. Hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Catherine here. I am just coming off a 25-hour shift, and I am currently on my way to Kildare.
A 25-hour shift? Are you a nurse or something? 25 hours? What were you doing?
To get ready with my cousin to head to EP for the weekend.
Oh, my God, you are insane. So you've already done 25 hours work, and you're going straight to the picnic.
So I am a buzzing. And by the way, Ray, love the show. Hey. Bye, guys.
You sound absolutely knackered.
So I am a buzzing.
You're worse than buzzing. You're insane. Ray Foley. Fair play to you, madam. Enjoy.
With Care Plus. Care with a K.
Troy Sivan, Rush. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. There's a bit of a traffic rush around Electric Picnic at the moment. It's going to be particularly busy today, and lots of texts coming in as well saying people are jammers. Actually, hang on a second. 0874 100 102 if you're texting or WhatsApping this afternoon, and it's ringing. Come on, Russell, now. Come on.
Try.
Okay, it's ringing. Hello, Mary.
Yeah?
Are you at Electric? It's Ray Foley, Today FM. How are you?
I'm good. <again. laughs>
It's not Gemma.
Can you get me out of this traffic?
What's the story?
Whoa,
language, please.
It's mental.
My apologies about the language, sorry.
It's mental.
It's crazy at the moment, is it? And
yeah.
How close are you to the site?
1 kilometre an hour ago. I'm still sitting here.
You're only a kilometre away.
they put us on a totally different route to every other year.
And is this from, so? Yeah. There's a big queue. So, what car park are you going for?
I'm going to the family car park.
And they've directed you away from that, is it?
Totally away from it. Everybody has been sent on the one road to each car park.
And this is a new system, is it?
It's a completely new system, yeah. We've been going for donkey's years, and this is the first time they've put this management plan in place, and it's not working. People are getting out of cars on the Thai road.
And they're just leaving
And they're walking, yeah. They're just leaving the poor driver to sit there, and the passengers are getting out and walking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the guards really need to get out onto the Thai road and start moving the traffic along a bit.
That's on the Thai road?
It's on the Thai road, yeah.
Okay,
we shouldn't even be on this road.
She's only giving up because the beer's in the boot and she can't get to it.
The beer's in the boot. Well, she can get to it. Well, she's no problem getting to it if you're not driving. If you're not moving, you can get out and grab it.
Oh my God, I still have to drive.
She's raging. This woman needs a beer. This woman needs a beer quick.
Yes, come on, Leash Gardy.
Right, we'll cross our fingers that the traffic starts moving quicker and the sun keeps shining. And enjoy the rest of the weekend, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, thanks very much.
Welcome to the Today FM 10.
What?
Is the Today FM tent there this year?
Is it Today FM tent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you up in my tent once you get to the campsite.
Would you?
Yeah, no bother.
Oh,
go on, have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye, 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 bye. You're heading to Electric Picnic. Yeah, loads of traffic at the moment and they will be busy throughout the course of the rest of the evening. Once things get settled, you have a lovely weekend ahead. Right, one last reminder on the cash machine for you this afternoon. It is €50,116.76.
Ray Foley.
And we're making the call in a couple of minutes.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. CarePlus.ie.
I don't have a tent, by the way. Yes, Jenny, you're going to be looking. You're going to be searching for a while if you're looking for me. Look at my tent at Electric Picnic this year. And by the way, a reminder, there is a guaranteed win on the cash machine this afternoon. Stay here. I'll play Galantis and David.
I will rise and go.
Blow. Park Life, Today FM.
Yeah, I love a bit of Blow. I love it when your man from Blow, he did the cartoon bands. Do you remember he was the monkey band with the cartoons? Jeez, that was brilliant.
Today FM. And the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley. Your Friday afternoon. And it's Electric Picnic weekend, of course. Actually, hang on. We've got Blurb. I've got an Electric Picnic. Stand by, guys. I got Blurb. This is a on-air read. Today FM Electric Picnic 2023. Essential info. Whether you're travelling to Stradbally or not, Today FM is the place to get all the buzz of Electric Picnic. We're told the buzz at the moment, particularly around the site, busy traffic-wise, but that's going to be the case, particularly for the Friday afternoon. We're the official radio station for the biggest festival of the year. We'll be keeping you updated for all the goings-ons and chatting to some of the artists as well. Amazing. How come I'm not chatting to any of the artists? How come everybody else is getting the artists? I'm just the filler. I'm the warm-up act. I'm the horse's duvet. From the main arena to the salty dog to the minefield. Jeez, I tell you what, this reed is a minefield. To Fishtown. Fragrant. And everywhere in between. Today FM will be taking you to the fun and excitement at this incredible music and arts festival. So stay tuned all weekend to Today FM and follow us on all the socials at Today FM. Today FM at Electric Picnic 2023. Keep an eye out for us. Stay right here, Today FM. Russell, did you like that? Do you think that was good?
That was 10 on 10.
Would Pamela do a better job on that?
Oh, I have to say yes.
You shut your mouth. What have I got for you? This is, have a listen. This is, do you have, Russell, you're taken, aren't you?
Yes. You have a significant, why did I say
Yeah, you have to think about that. Yeah. What is the name of your significant other?
Patrick.
Patrick. Hi to Patrick. Is Patrick a Duolingo-er?
We are both duolinguists.
Oh, yes. Right, okay, right. Well, too much information, but I did ask.
And I answered.
So you both have that thing then where it's constantly going, bling, mm-hmm. bling. Hang on, have a listen. This is my wife on the French. She's studying French. Hopefully she's running away to France in the not-too-distant future. I don't know what her plans are. She hasn't run them by me anyway, but she's learning French. And if you're sitting... as I regularly am sitting in the living room listening to my wife doing her Duolingo, learning French, there's this sound effect that the app does, which is like bling, 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 constantly.
L'appareil photo. L'appareil photo.
There it is, that one.
Tu as ton appareil photo?
There it is. Another one, right?
Apparaît.
There it is.
Je vais penser à toi.
Yeah, so it's constantly bling, 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 constant bling, bling, bling. So there's a thing on it. I don't know. I don't have any French. You speak French, Russell?
Russell. No, not very well.
Okay.
I'm doing Swedish.
What?
I know.
So you can order furniture, is it?
Exactly.
What are you learning? So for holidays?
For holidays and life.
How long have you been at Swedish?
About 210 days.
You've got a 210-day streak in Swedish?
Yeah.
Tell me something Swedish other than ja.
Jag talar lite svenska.
What does that mean?
I speak a little Swedish.
Oh, very good. Isn't that amazing? Mm. Why Swedish? That's mad.
Mildly obsessed with the place.
Are you going to live there?
One day.
Okay,
fair enough. That's fine.
So my wife's doing French. I don't know how you'd order furniture in France. Maybe go to IKEA in France and order in Swedish. So there's a thing on it. Do you have this on your Swedish version where it asks you to say something to the phone and then it judges it?
Oh, yeah.
So when my wife is doing it, hang on, I'll have a listen. So when she starts talking into the phone, I start shouting my own stupid pigeon French in the background to try and screw up her streak so that she doesn't get the points. Here.
C'est ça.
You can hear her sighing in rage there. Can you hear the sigh of rage? She's not impressed. It's funny, guys.
You can hear her booking flights to France.
Here's another one. We got another one here.
Merci, beau baguette.
Raging. One more, sorry.
Nous allons visiter. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
You're not using this for the radio.
Au chanté, madame. Au contraire. I just did. Red wine. All right, then. DJ Jail's on the way. After Lady Gaga, this is Just Dance on Today FM. Oh, man. Just Dance. At AFM, playing the music you love.
You're not using this for the radio.
Very good afternoon, Ireland. Ray Foley's my name. And it's Friday. What's a text about DJ Jo? Actually, this is weird. Hang on. Hey Ray, is DJ Jo in today or has he gone off with JP's arson about from Paul and Roscommon? Yeah, JP's, well, you could call an arson about. He's getting a colonoscopy. So he's getting checked. Apparently, nothing to worry. Nothing to. Very good. He was getting tests a few weeks ago. You remember he was talking about that. Doctor says he's perfectly fine, but just for an abundance of caution, making sure he's 100%. He's getting a check today. I don't know if he wanted me to say that on the radio and share it with the entire nation, but here we are. Ray, I hope DJ Jo's in. From Rachel, what do you mean? I hope he's in. Of course, it's Friday, DJ Jo. Is Jo going to be DJ Jo? ? Is he not away getting a colonoscopy? From Charlene, where is this notion coming from that DJ Jo and my friend JP are one and the same? Are the same? That's simply not the case. DJ Jo and JP are entirely separate. Now, they are related. They're like third cousins, but they're totally different people. So without further ado, it's time for DJ Jo.
DJ Jo. This is DJ Jo.
Yeah, starty. Jua. Evening weekend. Jua. Lots of us camping down there in Stradbally. Had a mate who went to the doctor once. Said, Doc, sometimes I think I'm a teepee, sometimes I think I'm a yurt. He says, you're too tense. Oh, it's 741-102. That is the number there. Drive safe if he's around the roads.
Jay.
And do make sure you party safely too. Yeah, here we go. Today FM.
D.
On Friday, we're live.
What Jay. D. DJ.
get EP and gigs, right? The old man went to an REM gig once. She showed me the photo. She says, that's me in the corner. Kill, kill, kill. I once fell over at a gig and hit me head off the drums. I think I had a percussion. Damn it, he's in Ballyfermot there. This J.O. Gerd is after calling to me, Dower. He says he's looking for a robber with one eye. I says, Gerd, if you use the two of them, you'll find them a lot quicker. Cheers, David. We'll say good afternoon to Gemma. Oh, good afternoon to you, Gemma. Gemma's there, Lee. He says, J.O., last night I was getting ready to go out. I asked my son to call me a taxi. No, he said, hell no. Your taxi. No. Steo says, I'm after breaking up with my Chinese girlfriend, right? Yeah, it was after we took a trip to our hometown. There were loads of red flat.
Come on, Gio, you got this, man.
It was after visiting our hometown, right? Yeah, there were a load of red flags.
Because it's China. Because it's China. And the Chinese flag is red, guys.
Oh, God. Speaking of Asia, here's Watergate and Heart of Asia on Today FM.
DJ J-O.
Dua Lipa and Dance in the Night. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hey, bon weekend, friends.
Today FM, summer.
Bon EP weekend. If you're on your way to Electric Picnic. Oh, by the way, we could be calling you now if you got your text in before 3 o'clock. Wouldn't it be lovely? Okay, kids, you know the drill. We've got over 50,000 euro on the line on the cash machine this afternoon. And to sweeten the deal, there's going to be a guaranteed winner this afternoon. If you know the exact total, you need to answer your phone within 5 rings. Give us the exact amount and it's all yours. Wishing you the very best of luck. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, hon.
One ring.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can, yes.
Thank you so much for answering so quickly. Who are we talking to?
Ursula, Canada.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I am doing great. I am very enthusiastic. I'm a little bit nervous about this because we guarantee to get a winner today from the cash machine, Ursula. Where are you?
I'm in Turgis Cross at the moment.
In County Cork?
Yes, that's right.
When did you enter for the cash machine?
Just this morning.
Okay, so maybe, hopefully it's going to be fresh in your memory. Tell us a bit about yourself, Ursula.
I'm a mum of 5 children and I have 4 grandchildren. And I'm a stay-at-home mum.
Ursula, holy moly, that money's going to go straight away, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Plenty who will gladly take it off my hands.
Ursula, let's give them a bit of good news here. You can tell them how much you've won from the cash machine. How much is in the cash machine right now?
Is it 50,116.76?
It's correct, Ursula. Congratulations.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I wouldn't normally win an argument, so I'm so very happy.
We are absolutely delighted for you as well. And I know we talked about making phone calls. Your phone is not going to stop ringing this weekend, I'll tell you that. Do you have any plans with it? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
To help my kids out, and we have some health issues at the moment as well that I need sorting. So many things, you know. It couldn't come in at a better time, actually, being honest.
Well, Ursula, look, I hope you and the family have an amazing weekend. You can put the phone down now, relax, make yourself a cup of tea, let it sink in. You have just won yourself more than 50,000 euro. Well done, Ursula.
Oh, I can't believe it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. Get the new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Paying out thousands in cash all summer long.
Look at it. I stopped. Now you're talking. Great music. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. This is Today FM playing the music you love and giving away money for nothing. To Cork this afternoon. What's the lady's name again, Russell? Oh.
Her name was Ursula.
Ursula, well done. Ursula Turner's Cross, winner herself over 50,000 euro this afternoon on the Today FM Summer Cash Machine. And, yeah, Money for Nothing from Dire Straits. The
a guitarist from Dire Straits, Jack Sonny. He sadly passed away. His death was announced last night. He was 68 years of age. And I've go and dig it out for you now. Yeah, you familiar with the song Deep Dish, Flashdance?
Mm-mm.
Russell,
no,
come on, man.
I'm a baby. Come on.
Deep Dish, Flashdance.
Educate me. Teach me. Teach the world.
Here. Hang on.
Here please.
Go. Here you go. This is my music now. Here we go. Do you recognise it now?
I know.
Except she sings words. I have a mashup of that. Smashing Deep Dish and Flashdance and Dire Straits Money for Nothing. This is sensational. I've got your mix on the way after 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mix of Fridays coming up shortly. I'll see what I can
with
do.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
By the way, if you have any shout-outs, WhatsApps, voice notes, we'd love to hear from you. 0874 100 102 for your weekend ahead. If whether you're going to the electric picnic or not, 0874 100 102 in Mix It Friday for your Friday afternoon for the 1st of September. And we're playing The Weeknd.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Day FM.
Donkey Kong 0874 100 102. Texts or WhatsApps, and I want your voice notes as well for this Friday afternoon. Mix It Friday is on 0874 100 102. We'll begin with the Freemasons on Today FM. Your ultimate weekend anthem. Right on. We're Fasten and Hype Man Friday again, Today FM, playing the music you love, and that is our little broadcast. Real Friday afternoon, whatever you're doing this weekend, even if it's not EP, even if it is EP, have a lovely time. Talk to you Monday from 2 p.m. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Oh no.
Yeah. We didn't get to do Billie Vanilli, where Electric Picnic headliner Billie Eilish reveals that she's going to include a medley of late 80s favourites Milli Vanilli's hits in her EP set this weekend. I didn't know she was a fan.
Huge.
We didn't get to do Billie Eilish, where Billie Eilish tells us she's got her lashes and her brows done specially for EP, and she looks fabulous in Billie Eilish. And we didn't get to do Billie Irish, where Billie Eilish explores her Irish roots. Apparently her family tree can be traced back to Dunmanway in West Cork. In Billie Eilish. Got some great news. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely weekend.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.